Listening to the radio on Christmas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When you're with family on Christmas, you're either eating or joking or sometimes arguing, but you're not listening to the radio. So you must be on the way to see family or spending the holiday at work or on duty serving the country or alone, or you don't celebrate Christmas or your calendar's missing a page or the dinner conversation is dragging. The point is that for some people, Christmas is the saddest holiday of the year because for whatever reason, they can't be home. I could make an argument, though, that it's the holidays when you're away from family that are the most important ones you experience, because every once in a while, we all need a reminder, especially people with close families, how irreplaceable they are, that the alternatives can include, well, it can include a Christmas spent listening to the radio, which isn't terrible, obviously. I love that you're listening to radio. I'm just saying that an evening with the people you really enjoy, especially where one of them's a really good cook and the others know how to enjoy mixed beverages responsibly, is so much better. And when things are going great, you can forget that families don't just happen. They have to be built, choice by choice, who you decide to marry, how you raise your children, the job you choose, the way you spend your time when somebody tugs at your leg, which grudges you decide to hold, and which you let go. When you're alone on a holiday, you think about those things. You appreciate them more. You can remind yourself that a close family doesn't just happen. It takes many deliberate decisions over many years. When you hear somebody say, it's never too late to do the right thing, you can remind yourself that it's never too early either. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.